Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, you are. That right there, that's Steve Kerr, who I think at this hour, remains the head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because at least the concept of him not being the coach of the Warriors anymore got thrown around on at least one show.
I saw that clip.
Steve, did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here.
He's here.
Yeah, he's here. I mean, you want to stay with the Warriors, coach? I mean, I do. No, I'm kidding. Let me say right up front, I don't think that anything like this would happen. But stranger things have, and it's at least interesting to think about in one way, shape, or form, because the New York Knicks have an opening, and it has very much, here's the part that I will say has been reported, the Knicks are interested in potentially trading for a coach.
Yep.
Not hiring somebody who's not a coach, not hiring a newbie, hiring a current NBA coach from another team. Now, there are reports today that have linked them to Jason Kidd.
Yep.
So that's out there. But take a listen, try this on for size. WFAN, our sister station in New York. Evan Roberts is the host that you'll hear here. And this is something he threw out on their show earlier today.
Wendy made a very interesting comment. We know about Wendy, you got to connect the dots. He said, look, trading for an NBA head coach is on the table, even if it's unlikely. It can happen. And he said, what you should do is think about Western Conference teams, not the East, because it's very unlikely an Eastern Conference team would be okay trading their coach to the New York Knicks. But think about Western Conference teams. Think about coaches. Think about who would go to their management and say, you know what? I'm interested in the Knicks job. Can you guys help me get there? As a sign of goodwill. As, hey, okay. I've been here. I've done this for you. I'm done. I'd like to go there. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, let me go through the Western Conference. What head coach would, A, make sense for the Knicks, and then B, where I could see the guy saying, you know what? I want the Knicks job. And I came up with somebody.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this name would garner 96% fan approval from Knicks fans if it ever happened.
96%.
It's that, oh, God, really? Would that ever happen? And the more I thought about it, like, I could kind of see it happening. And the person I'm talking about is Steve Kerr. Now think about this. Steve Kerr thought about the Knicks job a decade ago, actually came close to taking the Knicks job, but realized Knicks weren't ready. He's been with the Warriors for a decade, and he's accomplished it all. He's the head coach of a dynastic team that even came back and won another NBA title right, a couple of years ago. The Warriors are good. The Warriors will remain good, but the likelihood of them winning another NBA title is low. If Steve goes to management and to Steph himself and says, look, guys, I had a ball. I had a great time with you guys. Wonderful decade. I want a new challenge, and I want the challenge in New York. I think the Warriors would almost have to be open to it. And I could see Steve Kerr, if he wants his legacy to not just be a guy who is the coach of a dynastic team, but to go down arguably as maybe the greatest of all time, I know how you can do it, Steve. Come to New York and coach the Knicks.
I mean, it sounds pretty easy. You just come to New York and you coach the Knicks. Well, to be the greatest of all time, you have to go to New York, coach the Knicks, and win. And you can say who's the greatest of all time, and we can have that debate. There is a guy who has 11 titles, and he may not be the greatest of all time, depending on how you look at Phil Jackson and what he did with two of the most talented players ever. The thing that really struck me about this is Steve looking for a new challenge. That's the part that I'm having a hard time with, because if Steve Kerr did what he was laying out, which is you go to management and you say, I do want a new challenge, yep, then the team pretty much has no choice. Well, they can let him, you know, coach out the year or whatever, but Doc Rivers did that. He wanted to leave, and they traded him. Stan Van Gundy wanted out, and they traded him as well. So this is not without precedent, but I find it hard to believe that Steve Kerr would look at this situation, this location, this GM, this ownership group, and this superstar and say, yeah, I'm going to try a new challenge. I can't see that.
Yeah, there's two ways to look at it, and it's kind of like, A, are the Knicks interesting? And then B, is it interesting to you to leave the Warriors? I don't know if he thinks the Knicks are interesting. They made the conference finals. That's wonderful. I know a lot of people who think that particular group of players, you're never going to win a ring that way. Like, I understand Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are phenomenal. They're deep. I get all of those things. They went on a nice run. They don't play defense, period. You're not going to win a ring that way. It was amazing that they went as far as they did. And maybe they would have beaten Boston even if Jason Tatum didn't get hurt. But he did, and so it'll always sort of feel a little bit like that. But then they ran into a 4 seed with home court advantage, and they kind of got trucked. They got steamrolled a little bit right out of the gate. I know that game one was fluky because Pacers game ones always are. But whatever. That's the way it went, and I know a lot of people who think that about the pairing of Brunson and Towns. It's fun. It's offensive. It does not work on defense if you want to get to the very, very end. That's one way to look at it. I find the other side to be much more compelling, and it's where I kind of find a hard stop on this, to be honest with you. I find it unfathomable that Steve Kerr would leave Steph Curry before he's done. I find that to just be a hard no.
Unfathomable.
Unfathomable. Based on where they've been together, everything that they've said over the last handful of years, where they've put all their energy, put all of those things into a bucket, and the idea of Steve leaving before Steph is done, I just can't. I could be wrong, but I can't imagine it. Flat out cannot imagine that he would make that choice. Now, he's only 59 years old. So what I don't know, when Steve openly talks about, you know, they're going to need a new voice at some point, like it feels to me, it has a number of times like Steve is setting up to just be another one of the group. You got Steve, you got Steph, you got Draymond, you got Jimmy. Everybody's leaving, all leaving together in 2 years. I felt that a number of times. I don't know what he would want to do next. Would he want to keep coaching? Maybe he'd want to take time off. I don't know. But what I can't imagine is him rolling out before those next 2 years happen. I just can't see it.
I can't either. For me, the idea about a new challenge, it would be something outside of basketball. And I'm trying to think if he's been in basketball every single year since he came to the NBA. Or I don't think that there are any years where he was just chilling, not doing anything, because he went from being a player to being on Pop's bench in San Antonio, and then he went to Phoenix, and then from Phoenix, he was in the broadcast booth, I know, for a little while, and then he came to Golden State. So if you're Steve Kerr and you've won titles as a player in multiple spots and as a coach, what new challenge would you really be looking for, you know? I think the new challenge would be something outside of basketball, and You're right. He's almost 60, which he's no spring chicken, but you have enough time at 60 to go out there and do a lot of other things.
Whatever he wants to do still.
Right.
Whatever he wants to do. Coach, broadcast, exec.
Right.
Whatever.
Politics.
Cooking shows.
Golf.
Whatever.
Hang out and be a grandpa.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the new challenge, and it might be interesting in, let's just say, 2 years. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, they're all gone, and Steve's like, you know what? My time here has been great. At that point, if a job like the Knicks is open, then it becomes an interesting...
Maybe.
If Steph retires and Steve is 61, then I think we've got action about, all right, does Steve want to go to, you know, another team and give it a go?
There was only one piece of that entire thing that we just played where I was kind of like, yo, hit the brakes. I don't like that. And it's kind of a larger issue that I hear about in sports a lot. I feel like Brock Purdy is an example of this, by the way. At one point, he suggested, if you ever want to be somebody seen as something other than just a guy who was there with these great players, this is the part of sports viewership and social media I personally have a really hard time with. And it's when we denigrate accomplishment and we hand it to someone else. We go, I know you've had a bunch of accomplishments, but it's not you. It's that person over there. Now, I would also at the same time sit here and tell you the this world that they're all in revolves around Steph. I acknowledge that.
He's the son.
He is the son. At the same time, what is this constant need that we have to take stuff away from people and give it to others as if any old person could be there? I don't see that as true. I never do. I don't think that exists in sports or life where you can just, you are so insignificant. Whoever you're next to is so incredible that it literally does not matter who you are or what you do. You're just along for the ride. Scottie Pippen could have been anyone. It could have been anyone.
Draymond
Green could have been anyone. Could have been any old dude that plays defense. Klay Thompson could have been anyone who can shoot. And Steve Kerr could have been Luke Walton or anybody else who you want that person to be. I don't like that stuff. That does not feel fair or right to me.
It's just wrong. It's flat wrong because being the head coach of an NBA team is so much more than, all right, you really good players. Here's the ball. There's the hoop. I'm going to be over here with Ron Adams and Frazier and all the fellas, and we're just going to be, you know, playing Quirtle and hanging out. Now, he is constantly leading, coaching, teaching, and all the rest of it. Whether or not you like what he does, he's been doing it, and they've been winning.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take some calls coming up next. Also, you want to hear something really kind of fun, a fun story from Draymond Green, who was on Jimmy Kimmel this week. We've got that for you coming up as well. We're brought to you by Safeway, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.